This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Anissa Asaibi-George has had quite a year. The at-large Boston City Councilor jumped into the wide-open mayoral race in March, steadily rose to the top of the pack, drew second-highest vote count in September's preliminary election. She spent the fall campaigning all over the city, at one point 24 hours straight, before losing to Michelle Wu in the final election. She's now serving her last days as Boston City Councilor, assessing her next steps. She joins us now. Councilor, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much, Tiziana. I'm glad to be on with you this afternoon.
Me too. I wish, like, if we were in different times, I wish we were at your kitchen table or my kitchen table with a cup of, you know, coffee or tea or maybe something stronger and kind of talking here.
Season.
That's right. I have a cup of mint tea. So I'm sitting here pretending I'm at the kitchen table with you because I am so interested to know, did this year change you?
Did this year change me? What a great question. And I'd say this year has certainly made me feel more grateful for all that I have, for the friendships and the family and the people of Boston that are around me. You know, I think a lot about, you know, obviously this last year, but this last year has been built on, you can hear Astro, my dog, in the background. I'm coming to you from my dining room table.
Good enough. He is most welcome.
In which I drink water from a glass of wine because it makes me feel fancy. You know, this last year was really built off of the 5 years before that, the 6 years that I've spent as an at-large city councilor. It's built off the 13 years I spent in the classroom at East Boston High School. It is built off of a lifetime in this city, the experiences of my parents, of them immigrating to this country and giving me these opportunities to even have have experienced this last year. I remember election day night when we learned of the results, and it wasn't, you know, they weren't good results for us and for our campaign. Going into our little boiler room, my mother was there. My father's, you know, passed away a number of years ago. My sisters, my kids, some of my closest friends, and telling them of the results of the campaign, of the election, and just saying how amazed I was and grateful that I was, that I had this opportunity to run for mayor, that I know the work I did over this last year, in particular through the campaign, really will influence the direction that this city will go in for many, many years. So yes, this year has changed me for the better. And I hope that this last year and what I've been able to do over the last many years has changed the city in a very good way.
How are you better?
How am I better? I am, again, it's about that appreciation. It's about, you know, feeling grateful and feeling blessed and feeling amazed by the power of voices, by the knowledge I've learned from not just my own experiences, but the experiences of others, to see that, to have witnessed it, to have lived so much of it myself. I am more amazed than ever about the resilience of the city, about the power of its people, and about how important the work is. And I realize and am more convinced than ever that municipal government, that local government, that elected leaders play such an important role in the daily lives of people.
So there are so many things I want to ask you. I think, so you're changed. You think you're changed for the better. I think what I'd love to ask next is, so who do you want to be in 2022?
Well, certainly every year I want to be a better version of myself. You know, certainly, we'll live, especially in the early, you know, in these last 6 weeks, because my 2022 started November 3rd, so the day after election, as I took a deep breath in and sort of started to think about what was next. I thought about very much about my council work and how important it is, the work that I've talked a lot over the campaign trail, certainly have talked a lot about it in the 6 years I served as a city councilor. I've talked a lot about the work that has been left undone. So for me in 2022, it's about making sure that some of the work that I did leave leave undone continues.
Do you know?
Whether it's through my own advocacy or through leaving that with colleagues in government, leaving that with the new members of the city council, making sure that that work continues because it's so important.
Do you know what you're going to do?
I have no idea what I'm going to do next. I actually went and did a little Christmas shopping early this morning with my mother because she had a few things left. And even she's asking me, Anissa, what's next? What's next? You know, for me, what's next will be determined after I, again, wrap up that work. I've been spending some time with the kids. They've got a pretty active schedule. I've missed a lot of games and time with them over this last year. So trying to really be committed to that. I've got a house to clean. Campaigning over the last year has left some things in disorganization. And I've got some knitting to catch up on and a business to get back to.
I'm just going to ask you something that's been lurking in the back of my mind. And I might be projecting because I'll be personal for you first. I think I'm angry more of the time than I let on as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I have wanted to know, are you mad? Are you mad at all?
Am I mad? Is not, I don't know the right way to, I don't think that's the right word to use how I feel. You know, I'm a believer in the democratic system. I'm a believer in, you know, election results are election results. Am I disappointed? Yes, because I know I would have been one heck of a mayor for this city. You know, I look forward to Mayor Wu's success because a strong Boston is a great Boston, and that's what I want for my city. That's what I want for my family, for my kids, for my former students, for my neighbors, for my, you know, for the people that I've come to love and represent across this whole city. I'm disappointed for sure. And we talked a little bit about this when we spent a great deal of time together in our town hall conversation. I'm mad at some of the media, I guess, disappointed. And I think a very unfair and inaccurate portrayal of me, of who I am, of my family, of the work that I've done on the city council, of my commitment to the city and its people through my years of community service, through my years of teaching, through the time I have spent building a business and being a part of this city. I guess I'm a little mad about that, but disappointed, I think, because I didn't get a fair shake in lots of different spots.
And for those who are mad at you, and I know you know there are those out there who are mad at you, they think you went too negative, they think you were You were hard on Wu in ways she didn't deserve in those last few weeks. Have you absorbed any of that? Have you thought about that? And what do you say to that?
I would say that over the course of any campaign, especially for one that is leading a city like Boston, that is so important, not just, you know, what happens at the city level is important, obviously, to the people that live here, to those that are building a business here. It is important to the regional economy that campaigns, part of campaigning is drawing distinctions between yourself and the other candidate. And I think throughout the course of the campaign, I'm very proud about how I conducted myself, how I held myself, how I challenged the other candidates when there was many of us, and then in the end when there was just two of us, because it's important for the city's residents, for those that are engaged in an election, to understand distinctions, to understand differences, and to be the leader of this city, you've got to be prepared to have difficult discussions. And I don't think that I, throughout the course of my campaign, went negative. I drew distinctions, and where there were differences or where I feel questions weren't being answered about positions and work and decisions that would be made as mayor of the city weren't being asked. There were opportunities throughout forums and debates to do that.
This is the first time you and I have talked since you're not running. There was a lot of discussion during the race about your husband. And I wanted to ask you, I asked Huma Abedin this in a conversation I had with her recently, a public conversation. She was an aide to Hillary Clinton, went through a very public divorce from Anthony Weiner, a congressman in New York. Should women in public life be held accountable for the decisions that the men in their lives make?
So I think that obviously you can't get away from that relationship. He is my husband. He is my partner. He is the father to my children and certainly an important part of my life. But I do think that he was too often through the media used as a tool to try to sink my candidacy. And I think that he was in too many ways unfairly and harshly brought into the conversation. I think also in a way that was uneven with other candidates throughout the course of this race. And I think that was very unfortunate. And I think that, you know, certain members of the media were trying to get to me through him.
So now, what are you called to? What's your service? You don't know what you're going to do next. We know you've served for several years now in the city council. We've talked a lot over these last several months about your view of education, of being a teacher. But I want to know, what do you think you're called to now?
So that's a great question. I mean, I certainly feel that I am called to serve. I have had some great success over the last 6 years representing especially communities that are often underserved, communities that have not had sort of that, you know, proverbial seat at the table, have not had their voice heard in government, whether it's our school children, when I think about our school system here in Boston, whether it's our families experiencing homelessness, whether it's those that are struggling with addiction and challenged with mental health issues, whether it's our small business owners, you know, that have especially struggled over this last couple of years now, we're almost hitting the 2 year mark. When I think about my calling, I think about our city's young people. I think about our city's families. I think about those that are most vulnerable. And for sure, I want to make sure that I exist in a space, in a position, and I'm always looking for an opportunity to better serve those that are not served well by the systems that are unfortunately in place and too often broken. Where that brings me, I'm not sure. And like I've always said to my students, I say to my kids across the city over my years, especially in the classroom, you know, always look for opportunities which best utilize your skill set, in which you can, you know, serve others or, you know, whatever that work or that calling is. But, you know, also making sure that you're creating opportunities for yourself to also grow. So look for those doors to whether they're already open for you or you maybe need to nudge them a little bit. That's okay, too. It's what I've always said to my high school kids. And, you know, I say it to myself. So I'm looking forward to what that next opportunity is. I'm excited. I'm, you know, certainly optimistic that it's going to be something great that utilizes that skill set, helps me certainly grow as an individual and continue to give, especially to those that might need me the most.
All right. Boston City Councilor, former mayoral candidate Anissa Saibi George. Hope you'll keep talking to us on Radio Boston.
Happy to, Tiziana. Happy holidays. And we'll see you next year.
We'll see you in 2022.